Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of February 17, 2023 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Spare Time is the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, February 17, 2023. Information for the Winston-Salem Charles E. Roan Tournament and the National Tournament is listed below. Be sure to let Sharon know if you are not going to be available on Friday night so that she can try to find a sub for you. Please leave her a voicemail on her cell phone, 919-740-1073, if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Her email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Ginger's cell phone number is 919-389-5596, and the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, and then like the page. Here are your lane assignments, week 14, lane 35, team 4, triple threat, lane 36, team 3, gunslingers, lane 37, team 2, strike team, lane 38, team 1, sharpshooters, lane 39, team 8, rough riders, lane 40, team 7, hangmen, lane 41, team 6, silver bullets, lane 42, team 5, midnight bandits. Subs for tonight, lane 36, team 3, out, Marjorie Conyers, in, Dennis Glenn. Lane 39, team 8, out, Ginger Rush, in, Miriam Dixon. Lane 41, team 6, out, Don Ball, in, Matt Bowers. And lane 42, team 5, out, Jonathan Lazenby, in, Ed Coakley. Postponed. Our chili soup stew and dessert cook-off has been postponed. We're looking for a potential date in March. But for sure, it is not happening in February as originally planned, so stay tuned. We will bowl these annual CBA Mela graphic tonight, Friday, February 17. Donuts. Somebody has two cards that have not been paid for. If it's you, please see Miriam Dixon with the money ASAP. Miriam has three cards if you need one. First come, first served. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be on March 18. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Outlaws. The $35 entry fee will be due by Friday, March 3. Other leagues, the entry fees are due to Winston-Salem by March 11. Bowling begins at 9:30 a.m., with registration beginning at 9. More information about the departure time, etc., will be announced later. Put your money in the lane envelope. The ABBA National Tournament information from Sandy McDaniel. I hope everyone is excited about coming to Northern Kentucky this year. We will be staying at the Cincinnati Airport Hilton. 7373 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042. Call the Hilton reservation line at 1-800-HILTONS. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Hilton Cincinnati Airport. Ask for the group rate for ABBA 2023 convention, or just reference the group code ABBA23. The discounted rate is $109 per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block at the discounted rate is April 26. Any requests after that date are based upon availability, and they are not guaranteed reservation, the group's discounted rate. Guests are encouraged to make their reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure the reservation, but it will not be charged until you check in. They do provide complimentary shuttle service from the airport and provide complimentary parking and basic Wi-Fi. There is an on-site restaurant for breakfast and dinner with a menu full of Kentucky favorites, and there's a 15% discount in the restaurant for attendees. Several local restaurants are within walking distance of the hotel. We will be bowling at Bellwood Lanes, Bellewood, 1211 Waterworks Lanes, Newport, Kentucky, 41071. They have 32 lanes, an on-site pro shop, a lounge, and a snack bar. This year, we will have pre-ordered tournament shirts for $30. The print shop is still working on the design, and when I have a final design, I will email it to all leagues. All shirts will have to be paid for before April 20th. Shirts will be available for pickup when you register for the tournament. Sizes available up to 4XL. Hospitality room will be on Friday and Saturday in the Frankfurt and Louisville room of the hotel. We are planning some fun activities and will provide free snacks and drinks. More information will be provided closer to the tournament. I'd like to know for sure if you're going and what events you plan to pay for by March 24th so we can work on team assignments. The deadline for Outlaws to pay is Friday, March 31. There is an extra sheet in your lane envelope to complete for the national tournament. Please complete one sheet per bowler planning to attend and include the sheet and the funds in the envelope. The entry fee, including registration, is $80. The Masters is an additional $25, and the fee for guests is $18. If you want a t-shirt, your $30 for that needs to be paid as well. See Miriam if you need an extra sheet. There's a list in your email copy of this newsletter of places and attractions in the area that some members have gone to in the past. Most of us used Uber, which was very reasonable at about $25 or less for four people to ride. As you will find, there will be plenty of things to do when you're not bowling. The tournament committee is planning on having a hospitality room at the hotel on Friday and Saturday nights. I will let you know more about this when I send out the information for the tournament or in the information letter. Looking forward to another great tournament and hope to see all of you there. Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director, 386-576-6413 is her telephone number, and her email address is sandymcdan01. That's sandymcdan01@yahoo.com. The iShine Foundation is looking for board members. iShine Foundation has a mission of providing fun, social, and recreational activities for youth with visual impairments and hearing loss in the Triangle and beyond. iShine is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. They host free monthly activities for youth with visual impairments. The iShine program fosters social skills, community independence, self-confidence, and improved quality of life. These important skills are closely correlated to later success in life and future employability. The board of directors meets once a month to plan events for our iShine kiddos. Any person interested in fostering opportunities for kids are invited to complete a nomination form. If you or someone you know are interested in learning more or applying for a position on the board, please email Kim Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, to request an application at iShineFoundation@gmail.com. Join the Triangle Steppers at the 18th Annual Triangle Vision Walk, 9:30 a.m. Saturday, April 29, 2023, at Pullen Park, 520 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina. Greetings, friends. My name is Carolyn Marshall Covington, and I was diagnosed several years ago with a blinding retinal eye disease. As a professional cosmetologist for the past 40 years, I've spent my life making people look beautiful, and it's the kind of beauty that I can no longer see with my eyes. I realize that beauty comes from within, and when someone reaches out to help a person in need, that's beauty from the heart. We all have a beauty spot deep down inside of us. We ask that you join us and walk with the Triangle Steppers in the 18th Annual Vision Walk, Finding a Cure for Blindness. Three great nonprofit organizations, Insightful Visionaries, the Disability Awareness Council, Families and Communities Rising, have banded together in unity as the Triangle Steppers to help restore sight to millions living in darkness. Help me in my quest to cure retinal diseases that are causing blindness. You can help by walking with us, making a donation, or both. Get your friends to do the same. It's going to be an amazing family-friendly event. Please come out and show your support. You can register to walk or donate today by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers are still looking for unwanted t-shirts from their tournaments in the past. They'll be making quilts and offering them for sale as fundraisers. If you wish to donate your shirt, please mail it to our president, Bobby Nelson, 801 Black Duck Drive, Port Orange, Florida, 32127. Thanks for coming to our tournaments, and we certainly hope to see you in 2023. Salutations, GMSAA family and friends. We are pleased to announce some of the annual 2023 convention details. The event will be held August 11th through 13th, 2023. We'll be staying at the Homewood Suites, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC 27612. Room rates are $115 per night for a king suite, $125 for a double bed suite. Both of those are plus 13.25% tax. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131. Ask for the GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train bus station. The last day to book your room is July 20th. We are bringing the talent showcase back for the 2023 meeting after luncheon event. Anyone that would like to participate in the talent showcase should contact Mr. George Littlejohn at 816-825-0303, no later than 10 p.m. or by email at sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. That sweetbaby is SUITEBABY, 1964@gmail.com. Further final convention details are to be announced in coming months. Looking forward to seeing you in August, the GMSAA Convention Committee. Governor Moorhead Alumni Membership. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed home addresses, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application form to update their contact information. Please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, Membership Chair at, here's his email address, yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Your name, your address, and your telephone numbers, your home phone, work phone, and cell phone. Your email address. Also, tell us about yourself. If you're a former student, what year or years did you attend? If you're a former employee, what year or years were you employed? If you're an interested party, what is the source of interest? And if you would like to pay your dues, you can do so at this time. Make your check payable or your money order payable for $20 to GMSAAI and mail it to GMSAAINC, INC, GMSAA Inc. P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, N.C. 27661. Next up is the 2022-23 Braille Literacy Grant. Friends of the N.C. Accessible Books and Library Services seek to award two separate grants up to $1,000 to address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, and outreach. The Braille Literacy Grant has been established to fill a gap in funding for Braille training, programs, and services. Financial need is a priority. The individual and organization grant applications are available online and as print downloaded documents to be submitted by U.S. Mail. The grant portal is now open. The application deadline for proposals submitted online or by U.S. Mail is May 1st. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with additional information, can be found at Braille Literacy Grant Information - Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. If you have any questions about the literacy grant or the application process, send them to info@fncabls.org. Now it's time for some recipes, and they're guaranteed to bowl you over. First one up is white cheddar cauliflower gratin. Ingredients: 1 head of cauliflower cut into florets, about 3 pounds worth, 4 slices of bacon chopped, 5 tablespoons of butter, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 2 cups of milk, 1/4 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1 1/2 cups of sharp white cheddar cheese grated, 1/4 cup Parmesan cheese freshly grated, 2 tablespoons of butter, and 1/2 cup panko breadcrumbs. Wow, what are you going to do with all that? Well, first preheat your oven to 375 degrees and grease a 2-quart baking dish with butter or nonstick spray. Then set that aside. Steam or boil your cauliflower until it's just tender but still firm. That'll take about 5 minutes. Drain it well and place it in a baking dish. In a skillet over medium heat, cook the bacon until crispy. Drain and sprinkle over the cauliflower. In a medium saucepan, melt the butter over the medium heat. Whisk in flour and cook 1 minute, whisking constantly. Gradually whisk in milk and continue whisking until the mixture starts to bubble and has thickened. Remove it from the heat. Stir in nutmeg and cheddar cheese until it's melted. Then season it to taste with salt and pepper. Pour the cheese sauce over the cauliflower and stir it all together to combine, if desired. Top with Parmesan cheese. Stir together breadcrumbs and melted butter and sprinkle evenly over the top. Bake all of this until the top is golden brown and the cheese sauce is bubbly, about 20 to 25 minutes. Oh, and then there's one last thing to do. It says right here, enjoy. Well, let's go for something that looks like dessert. It's Boston cream pie poke cake. Wow, what a combination. Ingredients: 1 box of yellow cake mix plus ingredients called for on the package. Then we need 2, that comes out to 3.4 ounces, boxes of instant vanilla pudding, 4 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, a 12-ounce bag of chocolate chips, and 1 1/2 cups of heavy cream. To prepare this, prepare the yellow cake in a 9x13-inch baking pan according to package instructions and let it cool completely. Once the cake is cooled, poke holes all over the cake using the end of a wooden spoon. While the cake cools, whisk together the instant pudding, milk, and vanilla extract in a large bowl. Before the pudding has had a chance to set up and thicken, pour it evenly all over the cake. Place it in the refrigerator to chill for about an hour. And once the cake is chilled, make the chocolate ganache. Place chocolate chips in a heat-proof bowl and heat cream until simmering on the stovetop over low heat. You can also heat it in the microwave. Pour hot cream over chocolate chips and let it sit for 5 minutes to soften the chocolate. Stir until smooth and let cool for another 10 minutes. Then pour the chocolate over the cake and smooth it out with a spatula. Chill it in the refrigerator at least 4 hours and up to overnight before serving and slicing. And believe me, you will enjoy. Wow. And the holes that you poked in there, all that's going to go down inside. So you'll be eating the wonderful topping on the top and all the way through. Well, here's what's left of the season schedule. You'll be bowling February 17 and 24 with the CBA Mail-O-Graphic Bowl on February 17. Bowl March 3, 10, 24, and 31. March 18 is the Rowan Invitational in Winston-Salem. April, on April 7, do not bowl. It's Good Friday. But there will be bowling on April 14. And April will also have makeup dates and end of the season dinner, the date of which is to be scheduled later. May will bring on the 6th the projected date for the Outlaw Invitational. And then from May 25th to 29th, it will be the ABBA National Tournament in Cincinnati, Ohio, Northern Kentucky.